Show on CFM. Hello, what's up? You're chilling with me, TP. And today it is New Music Friday, and I've got a local-based Kuching-born singer-songwriter. Now, she has released many of her original songs, and today it is such an honor to have her in the studio. It is Faith Fiance. Woo!
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me. This is such an amazing opportunity. I appreciate it so much.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. Okay, so first questions, I'm going to throw it in right away. Why do you call yourself Faith Fiance?
Okay, funny enough, a lot of people would think that Faith Fiance is a stage name that I created. It's essentially my name. Faith comes from a direct translation of my middle name. And Fiance is my surname. It's my dad's name.
For reals?
For real, yeah, for real.
Oh! Okay, I thought like it was like your stage name or something. Okay, well, I mean like that's very convenient because your real name has become your stage name right now.
Yeah, I'm so happy about that. I'm so happy that people know me as Faith Fiance, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And it rhymes with Beyonce girl, so yeah.
Hey, let's go!
All right, so right now we're going to do a quick questions under 30. Are you ready, Faith?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, and here we go. Faith, dancing or singing?
Singing.
Movies or karaoke?
Karaoke.
Hot pot or barbecue?
Barbecue.
Current song that you're obsessed with?
Honey by Mariah Carey.
Ooh! What's your worst fear?
My worst fear is snakes.
Stay at home or party all night long?
Stay at home.
Do you prefer to ride a car or motorcycle?
Car.
Car, okay. I think that's a pretty fair shot. I mean, like, you did pretty good compared to some other artists that interview. It's quite good, actually. All right, so right now we of course have to talk with Faith on her latest single, which was released last year in May 22. You released a full mixtape, and then Normal Girl was released on June 8th. So can you tell us what is the inspiration behind Normal Girl?
So I wrote Normal Girl in the first lockdown that we had in 2020, the first start of the pandemic and all. So of course, we were all indoors, and I went through a really, really dark time, and I really felt that I was doubting myself a lot, and I didn't love the space that I was in, and I also felt like I didn't love the people that I surround myself with at that time, because they also made me feel doubtful of myself, and I just wrote a song that truly resonated with me at that time. And it really, the song really made me feel like I don't need to be validated, and I don't need to ever feel like this. Anyone should never feel like this. No one should ever feel like they're doubtful of themselves, and no one should ever feel like they need validation from anyone in order to feel their worth. So that it's a story behind Normal Girl.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting. Okay, I'm going to hold that thought because right now we're going to take a quick break, but I've got more questions about the song later on. Make sure to stay tuned. We've got Faith Fiance right after this. TFM, always with you.
The Night Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every weekday, only on TFM.
Welcome back to The Night Show right here on TFM. In the studio tonight on New Music Friday, we have a very special guest, a local singer-songwriter from Kuching. It is Faith Fiance. Now, just now, she talked about the song Normal Girl that she wrote during the pandemic. So, at first, I got to say, at first, when I heard the song, I thought it was a love song for someone you love or you have a crush on. So it's not a love song.
It's not a love song, honestly. It's truly about me talking to myself. Why do I need to feel like I need to be normal in order to feel accepted by the people around me, by society? It's really just a song that when I listen to it, it's like I'm talking to myself.
So you would say it's like a self-comforting song?
Yes. I think it's kind of a love letter to myself more than anything else. Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Thank you. All right.
Now that you have released Normal Girl, now you previously, in May 22, you released a full mixtape. Would you call that an album?
I wouldn't actually. Like, it's kind of a mixtape that I just made during in 2019, and The full mixtape is in my on my YouTube channel, and the one that's on, it's a small one. It's something that I just released because I wanted to release it. I wouldn't call it an album. I wouldn't really call it an EP as well. It's a mixtape. It's a mixtape. It's
okay.
A collection of songs that I've written and recorded. It's not mixed. It's not mastered. It's really just the raw file itself that I
right,
recorded.
Right. 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 All right, then this brings us to the next question. Can we expect maybe an EP or a full album?
Of course. I'm working on my EP right now. And yeah, I'm working on my EP right now. And I don't really have a deadline. However, I gave myself this whole entire year in 2022 to complete the EP and probably release it sometime around next year.
Oh my gosh, I have so many questions I want to ask right now. But again, right now, we have to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. This is getting more exciting. Faith Yonce right after this, right here on TFM. Always with you.
You want an awesome playlist? We've got it right here on TFM.
And you're back on the night show on TFM. Hello, what's up? It's TP here, your host for tonight. And also tonight, we're talking to Faith Yonce, a Kuching-born singer-songwriter who released Normal Girl last year in 2021. And we're talking about her upcoming album, which she previously said it will be out somewhere in 2023, and she'll try to complete it this year. Now, about this album, what can you tell us more about it?
This EP is gonna contain 5 songs, including Normal Girl. I have the title for it, but I'm not sure if the title is confirmed yet. Like, I just feel like this is what really resonates with me. The title, as for now, is probably going to be called Love Letters.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I will release it probably sometime around next year in 2023. Okay.
All right. All right. I think that's something good that we can look forward to. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Now that this, we have the album, we have your songs. Does this album, do you collaborate with anyone on this album?
No, it's just going to be me. I think it's just going to be me. Nothing is in the works just yet. So far, it's just me, but we'll see.
No, yeah, we'll see. And then, of course, who would you want to collaborate if you're given a chance to, locally or internationally, whoever it is?
So, locally, it changes from time to time. I don't really have anyone in mind for locally yet. However, internationally, I've always said this. I've always wanted to collaborate with Nicki Minaj, the queen of rap herself.
Hands down, I would. And you know what? People say, like, keep that dream alive and keep it big because go big or go home. And I truly want to see Faith Yonce, Nicki Minaj on my screen right now. That would be amazing.
Me too. I love Nicki. She's such a songwriting genius. She's amazing. She's the queen of rap. I love her so.
Okay,
so much.
We will manifest that thought and it will come true. Manifest,
yes.
Okay? Manifest.
Let's manifest it. Right. Let's manifest it.
Okay, and you know the time. It is time for some quick break. We'll be back in a very short while, and we'll talk to Faith Yonce after this more on her musical ventures. This is TFM, always with you.
We've got your favorite songs, favorite news, favorite hosts right here on TFM.
And you're back in the night show on TFM. Hello, what's up? This is your boy TP. Tonight, we have Faith Yonce talking with her about her music, and she's an upcoming singer-songwriter. She's going to go big one day. So, Faith, how is your songwriting process like? Can you tell us about how do you make music?
So my songwriting process always comes from poetry. I always typed my poetry, and I've always voice record my poetry on my voice memo, and I would type it. I always have my phone with me because my ideas always come in very spontaneously. It comes from me before going to sleep. It comes when I'm in the shower. It just comes at random times. So I always would like to be ready because I have a memory of a goldfish. I can't remember stuff so easily. So I have to type it down or I have to record it so that I could go back to it later on. And then when I'm presented with a beat, then I would just use whatever ideas that I have and I would just continue writing it and making it a song.
All right, interesting. Now, where do you get your inspiration from mainly?
My two idols in this world is Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande.
Yes.
I love them so much. And my inspirations always come from listening to their albums and also watching their interviews and watching their, especially their live performances, because I would study their vocal moments. I would study their stage presence. And with that, I would learn to discover my own stage presence and my own vocal moments and finding what I'm capable of doing based on who I love listening to.
I think that is very important. Like you have someone you look up to, aspiration, but then at the same time, you do not want to become them. You want to become you yourself.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
Were there any time that you feel mental blocked, like creatively exhausted? Like you might have that poetry written down, but you're like, oh, I just kind of think of a melody, you know, stuff like that.
Of course. And the one story that I could think of that I've had a creative exhaustion is when I wrote Normal Girl. So I was presented with the beat first. Like I didn't write anything before. I was presented with the beat and all that. I had the beat lying in my hard drive for a while. I just didn't know what to write because previously I released my mixtape and I was in the mood to write more music and all that, but nothing was really, really coming out. Nothing was really brewing up here. So I've had the beat for a while and I didn't know what to do with it. So one night at probably around 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, I was up and the lyric and the melody came up in my head and I immediately went to my voice memo and I recorded it immediately. And it's weird because the melody that I wrote the first time on that voice recording matches the actual beat of the song.
Ooh.
So yeah, and I just kept on writing and the song ended up, I finished the song in about 15 minutes and I recorded the song for about a week the day after. And how I recovered from creative exhaustion is just to stay patient with the process, you know, and just know that the world has a plan. And most of the time, it's a gnarly plan, but still, it's a plan. So I always just tell myself.
Oof, I love that advice. It's a gnarly plan, but still, it's a plan. Love it, love it, love it. All right, right now, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Faith Dionce right after this. Radio on TFM, always with you.
You want an awesome playlist? We've got it right here on TFM.
Annyeonghaseyo, and you're back on the night show with your Oppa TP together with today's beautiful Faith Dionce. So Faith, what advice would you give to aspiring singer-songwriter who's trying to put out songs, who's trying to make it out there? What advice would you give?
I would say, keep on singing, keep on writing, always know your worth and you don't need validation from anyone. Always be open to evolve and always be open to improve. Just do the things that you want and what you love.
Ooh, that's really nice. Self-love. Number one thing is self-love.
Yes, right. Self-love.
Now, final words to your fans. You can tell them anything you want.
Okay, I know life is hard right now. I know life is tough currently, but don't be too hard on yourself. If you feel sad, just be sad. If you are happy, be the happiest person that you could be right now. Treasure this moment, live in the moment, and life has a plan. Most of the time, it's always a gnarly plan, but still is a plan. And last but not least, whenever that's pain, that's pleasure.
I love it, love it. Whenever there's pain, there's pleasure. Yes, yes, yes. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That is our chat with Faith today. Thank you so much, Faith, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I am so happy. I'm so, so grateful to be here. And I appreciate this so, so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem. And if you haven't followed Faith on all the social media platforms, you can find her at Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, especially on Spotify. Go stream that song, Normal Girl. It's literally good. Thank you, Bart. Thank you so much, Faye. Bye.
And for the rest of you, don't go anywhere. That's just the end for the first hour of tonight's TGIF show. Thanks, though. It's Gossip Hour. Stay tuned because I've got more goss I want to share with you. This is TFM, always with you.
I am addicted to you. I know you're not good for me, yeah. But I can't stop looking at you. When I with you, it feels like a dream. When I'm in love, you are the dream. Can you come by? I need you to breathe. Get you to bed, the back of the seat. Baby, I'm so addicted. Can I please have a good taste of that? You're too bad for me. When I'm in love, you are the dream. Can you come by? I need you to breathe. Get you to bed, the bag at the seat. Baby, I'm so addicted. Can I please have a good taste of that? You're too bad.